Salut. Oh, way back. Nature intended it. Don't pass it.
Here we go. Seatbelts on, please. Oh yeah, seatbelts. This song is called Ship of Light. It's from the album Ships of Light. This is Andy Lopez, and you're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. This is March 17, 2018. That's my evil laugh. I do about a new song every day. Now I do about 4 or 5 in one time. I'm not showing off, just the way I work. You guys are the first one to listen to hear this. The first human beings or non-human beings to listen to. No, you're not the first non-human beings. Never mind. My cat listens to it. They like it. So let's start off with the numbers to call if you want to talk to me. Today I have starting a new contest. One of the things I'm going to do is that if the first person that either calls me or, hi Garrett, are you can, you know what, we can just put Garrett on right away. Hey Garrett.
Oh yeah? Hey man, how's it going?
Did you like my song?
I didn't hear the song. Did I miss the song?
I write my own music, you know. I started about 2 years ago. I found this great program that allows you. Well, I don't play anything. See, I play the congos.
Oh, okay, me too.
Yeah, but cool. But I got this program called Acid Pro. It allows you to use a paintbrush to paint different instruments on, and then you can change the tones and the chords and whatever, and so. I started doing stuff like this. Watch. Listen. Oh, the sound's off now, but.
Let's see.
Do you hear that?
I do. Don't rock out too hard, Andy.
Anyway, you're calling with. Tell people who you are, man. Hello?
Say that again? Sorry.
Let people know who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm actually calling from Washington, D.C., looking to promote an event happening in Irvine, California in mid-April. That April 13th and the 14th. It's that Friday and Saturday. It's Beyond Pesticides' 36th National Pesticide Forum. Just want to tell folks a couple words about it. It's happening at the Beckman Center of the National Academies in Irvine, and really excited to be having this again. It's our 36th happening this year in California, and really going to have some amazing speakers lined up, doctors, just community organizers, activists, Let's see. I mean, just even that Friday night, we have things kicking off around 4 p.m. at the Beckman Center, and then.
Why don't you tell us who you are, who you're with? You're Beyond Pesticides. That's right.
Beyond Pesticides, nonprofit in Washington D.C., and we're really focusing on finding ways and spreading the good word about eliminating toxic pesticide use in either, you know, our public lands, playing fields, and parks, or as part of our farming practices. We're really a big advocate
I tell you, I've been a member. I don't know. I hate to say 10 years, but it's probably been longer than that. So you guys been around a long, long time. If people are not getting the newsletter, they should, because, you and I know that we're surrounded by chemicals all the time. It's toxic this and toxic that, but we have to do something about it, right? You just can't say, well, I'm just going to breathe in the air, right? You have to do something about it. So here's a way to do that, because I get stuff from you guys all the time. We need to send a petition to sign this. We need to sign that. That's exactly what we need to do, right?
Right. Yeah, I know. Just keep the conversation going. I mean, we can't stay silent about it, especially when it's, you know, the health of elders or children in general. I mean, really, we're thinking about, you know, who's being exposed to these types of toxins, who's, you know, whose bodies are most vulnerable, you know, who's on the front lines of this type of issue. This is really a chance on that Friday and Saturday, the April 13th and 14th at the Beckman Center. We're calling it Organic Neighborhoods for Healthy Children, Families, and Ecology. Again, this is a snappy title for this year's 36th National Pesticide Forum.
You're going to be on a couple more times, because the forum is in April when? April 14th,
April 13th and 14th, yeah.
April 13th and 14th. And you're going to be on as a guest, I think, the week before, right?
That'd be great.
We had talked about it. We had set up a date. I think the week before you're going to be on. And then you're also going to come on, I think, next week. You're going to talk about it a little bit some more again, because this is like a surprise guest visit, you know, surprise visit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be definitely promoting the soil microbes and cover crops, you know, talking about the workshops really quick at the forum. You know, one of them is called Supporting Balanced Ecosystems, and another one is Threatened Watersheds and Riparian Areas. Last one I'll mention now is just keeping the general conversation going about organic land management for playing fields, open spaces, and farms. So it's going to be just, you know, experts running all around the Beckman Center on April 13th.
And you didn't invite me to speak there. I'm so disappointed.
I tell you, I mean, we have these every single year, so keep knocking on our door and calling into our office.
I would love it, because, you know, did you get the ebook version of my new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic? Were you able to look at it?
Yeah. You sent it to my email. I get it.
Right. Did you open it up and look at it, or are you too busy yet?
Today is actually my birthday, so I haven't opened up, cracked into my email yet.
Well, you'll see it there. And I've been doing the same thing you guys are doing, but from a little slightly different point of view. I mean, the sixth grade, I got Don't Panic, It's Organic. That's my, I own the copyright to that. I started saying that, you know, and what I meant, you know, I mean, I didn't really mean to say Don't Panic, It's Organic. I wanted to say Don't Panic, It's Natural, you know, but, you know, organic gardening was just starting to become big, and organic gardening. So I figured, okay, organic gardening, but you and I know this.
And we know some people are using that word natural just to cover up, like, still they're covering up that pesticide use. So really, like, we see organic as being, like, you know, it's definitely a word that's controversial now, but it's definitely something that is worth promoting. And, you know, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, just in our states, you know, we're talking about stable food systems. Really, there's a lot of, you know, a lot it seems at stake, and there's a lot of actual positivity and, you know, a lot of opportunities for growth in this. So I'm really hoping people attend the April 13th and 14th forum.
Well, we're going to be promoting it a few times. One of the things I want to make sure you mention is give the website, right? So that people go to the website, they can sign up. There's a place on the website where they can sign up to receive your newsletter, because the newsletter alone is worth it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. The Pesticides and You, you know, it's our editorial, our newsletter, and people can go to the website. It'll start with the, I believe it's maybe www.beyondpesticides.org.
Beyondpesticides.org, right.
we're trying to get beyond pesticides, you know, enough is enough.
When I first saw it, I thought that was really great. That was always my thing. It's like, pesticides, you got to be kidding me, right? Because, you know, I teach about the soil, and it's like the body, you know. We have another show called The Body in the Garden, and I try to relate to people. Look, if your stomach isn't working right, you're not going to be working right. So guess what happens if we destroy the earth with toxins? Everything else is going to be falling apart, too.
Right, I know. We are what we eat, of course. And, you know, one last person I want to promote, actually, is Dr. James Nye. He's coming as a presenter, at least speaking twice at the forum. He's a professor at UC San Diego. He's really focusing on bee communication, you know, how bumblebees, honeybees, solitary bees, how they communicate with each other, how they waggle and dance and such. But mainly also, unfortunately, how their communication and memory is affected by exposure to these kinds of pesticides like neonicotinoids.
Yeah.
So he is really saying there's an effect that, you know, they lose their way. They can't communicate about where the pollen is, where the flowers are. And this is really just, again, more of the same story, but we want to present the latest science and promote the message that is organic land management, that Irvine, California is serving as a national example. So we encourage folks to come, learn about it, and see how they can get plugged in their own neighborhoods and cities.
That's what you got to do. You have to take that information back to where you live. First, apply it at home, right, where you live, in your yard, in your next door, with your next door neighbor. Eventually, let it overflow into the community. That's what we do here in Malibu. You try to get the local ranger farm, you know, the forest rangers out there when they have the public parks, you know, stop using the toxic baits and the poison baits,
encourage some of those native plants and, you know, to actually grow in your yard. You know, try to, instead of having this kind of monoculture turf, you know, think about what else can I incorporate into my space that perhaps like grows so well in this soil, you know, these types of plants, like whether it's wildflowers, like things that actually attract a wider variety of pollinators, is the key word. Butterflies, there's more that pollinate flowers than just bees, of course.
People have a lot to learn, because you live in a city, doesn't have to be a sterile environment. There are cities now that
certainly
are learning
not
to be more ecologically green. They're learning how to be more friendlier with the animals that are there. They're living there with them, you know, friendly with the trees and the environment. That's what you have to do. You have to sort of merge together. This is ridiculous, the way we're going now, with killing everything in sight, and everything's being more and more sterilized because people don't seem to understand how to coexist with nature. You know what happens if we don't coexist with nature?
I haven't. I'm starting to see certain warning signs now, so I'm trying to, you know, say that there is positive change, a positive future coming. So I just want people to come out and learn from the experts we have, because really I've been inspired, and I feel like other folks can get inspired to be the change they wish to see. And that's be two E's, you know, be the change you wish to see with a little buzz at the end. I'm being torn.
I know, because bees are very important. I've been talking about bee colony collapse for I don't know how many years. And, you know, they're like I call them the bird in the cage, you know, in terms of what's going on with the environment. And people have been, you know, they're so confused about it because they don't seem to realize that, the bees are telling us something. Not just the bees, but look at the frogs. Look at everything else around us. And you're going to see something's going on that we need to pay attention.
The birds, the aquatic organisms. Yeah, I mean, you know, the soil organisms. I mean, there's a lot of information, you know, attempting to be communicated right now. And sometimes I want folks to lift their heads up and listen. So this is one great opportunity to do so. And really leave the forum, just if it's 2 days, leave it changed and feeling motivated. I know that it'll really re-energize folks.
I'm going to do my best to get over there myself. I have to take a look and see. But
register, and you can go to the website, register, look at the Organic Neighborhoods event page. We have information about lodging and busing and just, you know, a price for attendance. We offer all food and beverages for the 2 days for folks who register to attend. Again, if you're wishing to have some delicious food and beverages, this is going to be the best place to do so. Really, it's just going to be, you're going to leave so full, both body and mind, I tell you. It's going to be just an incredible time.
Good. Excellent. I look forward to seeing everybody there. And It's beyondpesticides.org, right?
Yeah, .org. And really, folks can call into the office if they have, you know, if they need help with organizing in their neighborhoods or talking to their city officials. We have a great staff of organizers and experts who are really ready to take your calls. So you can call into the office in D.C. and or just, again, start to peruse our website. We have, you know, I would say close to, I'll say with some confidence, close to all the resources you need to learn about, you know, we'll say resilient food systems or gardening in your, you know, outside of your home or who to contact in your city government, city officials. So I'll tell you, it's a it's a great website. It's going to be a great event.
Excellent. I love it. And I'll see you next week too, right? Because you're going to come on for, even if it's just a few minutes, we can talk about this again. And then you're going to be a guest on the week before it happened, so we're going to talk about more specifically about what the speakers are going to be doing and you know what's going on over there for sure. Okay,
that'd be great. Yeah, I would really appreciate that. I'm really grateful just to get the chance to chat.
No problem. I think we, like I said, you should come on regularly, once a month or at least, and say this is what's going on. Did you guys know that this is what's going on? You need to sign this. People don't. You know, I mean, nowadays it's really easy to communicate with people. So there's no excuse on not getting the information on. There's no excuse for them not knowing about things that they need to be aware of.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. But really, you know, as we know, work gets easier with more hands, with more, you know, public investment in it. You know, just share the tasks, you know, continue the conversation, because the more people want to get involved, the easier it'll be.
Right, exactly right.
Actually occur.
First thing I'm going to do is when I go over to your site, I'll text it to, you know, I'll post it, rather I'll share it on my Facebook. Share it on all the different social medias that I have. And I suggest people do the very same thing. Share the forum so that more people know about it.
You can do that. You can promote it on social media. You can, you know, you can use your phone. You can call your aunts and uncles, your first and second grade teachers, you know, your grandfather and grandmother, you know, the fire brigade. You can call anybody you want. Invite them to come down and join you. And also talk about these things.
Especially right now, because, you know, the powers that be, I mean the current government administration, they're very much into getting rid of all these regulations. You don't need to worry about pesticides. They're all safe. So they're trying to make us believe that everything's fine and bring back the chemicals, right?
Yeah, they're trying to perhaps push a narrative of dependency, where we're trying to actually encourage the health of our living systems, of our soils, of our farms. We're trying to actually keep control and keep our wildlands free and undeveloped, free of chemicals, you know, safe for children and dogs to play on and run through, and keep our waters clean. You know, this is, again, we're pushing for, and I hate to use the word fighting for, but we're promoting the kind of future we wish to see, and we believe that positive change is coming, so we want people to work together to see it.
One of the things I think is important is, and it'd be great if you could help with that, is to tell people about, you know, politically what's going on and how they can start reacting to that and acting to that and you know, get ahead of it, because if we don't do anything about what's going on in Washington, they'll go ahead and change it, you know, and it'd be kind of, you have to go back and clean up the mess. It's a lot easier to stop the mess from starting in the first place than to clean it up.
Yeah, there definitely is many opportunities for jobs when we think about actually the work that needs to be done to change, to actually, you know, shift towards the transition, you know, whether this is an organic land management transition or a transition for food sovereignty. You know, we're thinking about ways that we can give, you know, our children a better future than what we are, you know, a better life than what we're currently enjoying.
Or what we're leaving for, what we are planning on leaving them.
I'm going to continue going to these places and, you know, learning from these experts. One of them, actually, who I'm most excited to hear, Chip Osborne. He's going to be our resident land management expert. I tell you, folks are coming from far and wide to hear him speak, and I'm going to be in the crowd as well. He's, you know, talking about soil management, you know, for the health of ecology and obviously for our neighborhoods. So come down and hear Chip Osborne to learn how you can talk to your local land managers and city officials to actually do the type of work being done in Irvine.
I'd love to get these folks on my radio show and have them talk about it more too. I don't know if that's ever possible, but I'm open to it.
I think these folks just never sleep. I mean, they're just going 24/7.
Well, I'd love to get them
they
on
are,
my show.
Some,
okay.
Some of the most these folks are some of the more determined individuals I've had the pleasure to encounter. I tell you.
Well, I know what you mean. Okay, Beth, so it was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll talk
yeah,
to
man.
You next week, right? Beyondpesticides.org, guys, okay? The podcast will be going out this week, too, to more people. Okay?
Awesome. Andy, thanks for the chance to chat, man, and to promote the forum happening April 13th and the 14th. I really appreciate it.
Take care now.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody. So this is Andy Lopez. You're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. That was the folks from beyondpesticides.org. It's Mike, I think is his name, or Garrett. He'll be on next week, and then he's going to be on again the following week as a guest. Next week, I have on as a guest. We're going to be talking about biochar, and we have Michael Whitman from Blue Sky Biochar is going to be on, and then I even have in April Amigo Bob, an organic company started a long time ago. They're going to be on, and of course we're going to have the folks from Beyond Pesticides again on. So next week we're going to be talking about biochar. If you don't know what that is, you may want to look it up. Okay, so here's my, this one is another song. Just play a little bit of it. Okay, so here's what's going on in this world over here. So I have my new book is out. I have two versions of this book. It's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's been in the process for a long time. And this is about as far as I can take it, and I'm not going to do any more editions of it. It's up to version 121. However, the ebook version of it will continue if I find some new things to add to it, updates. That's what ebooks are for. You can update them. So anyway, the color version, it sells for $75. That's right, folks. It's $30, $35 alone to print it because it's a color version of it. Some fantastic color work, artwork done by my daughter-in-law, Cindy Barry, a new artwork on every chapter. The black and white version is $20. It says it's beautiful, but it doesn't have the color artwork. But here's a deal. That's what, when I do Amazon, and they said this is the minimum you can sell it for because this is what it costs, and everybody's got to make their money off, and this is what you can put it in the book. So in the bookstore, $75 is what if you look it up, you'll see it'd be $75. There's also the $20 version, which is the black and white. But because I get it for around $35, see, I could sell it for $40 or, right now what I'm doing is it's available for $50 on the website. That way I can make a little bit of money off of it. At the same time, what I'm doing is it's a limited edition. I'm doing about 100 of them that will be sold at that price, and then we'll see what happens after that. But the $20 version is there. You go to my website. You can order it now if you like. But here's the deal. So I have a membership, right? The membership is there are several different the reasons why people join are simple. If they buy the book and they like to talk to the chef, the author of the book, it's like a cookbook. So in order to get help, you can either pay me as a consultant to come visit you and so forth, or we can do a phone consultation. I charge $250 an hour for phone consultation. But as a member, you can get to talk to me all you want to. I have an organic hotline number that members can call. And then I also have several other ways that members can talk to me, email me, the radio show. I have a members receive all my radio shows. I do about 5 different radio shows. This one is just one of them. And members get it all through the same podcast, so members can either make a date with me, come on the air and talk to me about their gardening problems. I tell people I don't do marital problems, but I have. Oh, I just stepped on my toe. No, my wife stepped on my toe. Oh, wait, is that my foot? No. Anyway, so I have several different ways that members can talk to me. Members usually will email me, and I will answer the question on the air. We also have direct phone consultation that people can call and talk to me. It's usually what they do. Email, of course, they love to do that back and forth. Sometimes we have a forum. The membership is, there have several different forms of membership. One's called digital membership, basically, which what happens is that it's $20 for a lifetime. You get all my ebooks, right? You get access to the website. You get the same benefits. You can call me and talk to me, email me, but it's only $20. There's a $55 version, and what happens is you're going to get the $50 or the $75, Don't Panic, It's Organic, color version of it. So I'm going to be sending you that color version of it. You'll get in the mail, and you'll also get the ebook version of it. You get to download that right away. And as a member, you get access to all my other books. So what I'm doing now is that anybody who either calls me or emails me, right, will get win the colored version of the book immediately. And what, not only that, they'll get the lifetime membership. I'll give them the lifetime membership club. That way I'll send them the book, and then I'll send them a link that says you won. You can register, sign up. You get my newsletter, you get the podcast, and you get the ebook version right away. You also get access to the 20 books and so on, okay? Let's go, and that's going to be a regular of my contest. So what I'm going to do is I'm also going to give away 10 of the black and white version of the book and one color version, right? So if somebody wants the color version and you happen to be listening now, you can call me or you can email me, because I'm getting the emails here also. The way you enter the contest, if you haven't done so, because, you know, I choose from the contests, like this 10 black and white versions of them, they're going to be chosen from the monthly contest. People will enter the contest every month. And the way you enter the contest is you go to invisiblegardener.com, you click on, there's two ways to do it. You can sign up to receive the newsletter, no problem. You just click on contest on it. You get entered right away. I got email right away saying you entered. If you don't want to receive the newsletter, which a lot of people don't, they just want to get the book, right? Then there's an inquiry. You just look for inquiry, then click on, fill out the form and your name, email, and one of the boxes will say contest. Enter me in the contest. You click on that. I'll get the email also, and from them I choose for that for today. I'll choose for today the winner. And that I'll get 10 black. The first one will be color, and color. The rest of them will be in black and white. Okay, so I already have a. And I'll get the email immediately, so that's no problem. See, and so if you want to call me and talk to me, if you have a question or you just want to get the book, it's 888-627-6008. If you want to, the direct number is 323-744-4831. And you get the first caller, right, will get the color book. And then after that, I'll give away 10 of the black and white versions. And if nobody calls and they all email, then I will just go through the email. If nobody does it, then we need to expand our listener base. And sooner or later, what happens is it goes down to podcasts. A lot of people listen to this show via the podcast after I send it out. A lot of Saturdays is always very busy for people, so the 99% of my listeners are podcasts, right? So Don't Panic, It's Organic, because thousands of people listen to it, but they download it whenever, and they listen to it whenever. And so, but you can always enter it every month. You need to basically either send me email to that Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com with BBSRadio.com contest in the subject, or you can go to inquiry, click on enter me in the contest, right? You don't need to sign up to get the newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get it something every on a regular basis, which will tell you the new contest and all that information you need for the contest, especially if you pick choose a contest box. Okay, that also tells you what other contests are going on and how and what is you're going to win for that month. This for now, I'm giving away the one color version of the book every month, and 10 black and white versions of the book every month. Ideally, what I'm actually doing is 11 memberships I'm giving away. And if you don't wish to join, just say I don't wish to join. I just want the book. Otherwise, you automatically I'll send you a link to let you sign up for a membership. Okay, so that was Garrett from Beyond Pesticides. Let me see if I can pull up something else that we can I can play. I can show you to you. So this is another one I'm working on. Got it. Hello, Pauline.
Oh, I'm hoping I could win this color version. I'm sorry to tell you the truth, but I just woke up and I tuned into your show. I've been meaning to get on to listen to the show live because I know you have a podcast, but I've always wanted to hear this show. It's your title of the show. It's usually Saturday's a bad day.
Hi, Pauline. You're the lucky one today.
I am.
Yeah, well, you got the color version for sure. I tell you,
okay.
Man, this is it's really amazing because the color version is magical. I told my daughter-in-law, I says, I want some magical being on every chapter, and that's what she did. And the color version, I mean, you could take that, frame it. You know, I told her to frame each one because she's going to be famous.
That's
it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And the book has got lots and lots of really good information. Here's what you need to do, okay? I'll need to get your plus, you know, you're going to be a member. I just made you a lifetime member. You know that, right?
I heard something, but I wasn't sure. I only caught the very, end about calling in. I'm like, well, I'm just going to call in. I don't really know exactly what I called in for, except for a book. That's all I know. I heard about your membership. I'm actually in the city in Queens, but I'm hoping to be in more suburbs so I could start growing organically.
Oh,
I've been
cool.
Wanting to do that for a long, long time. It's just I didn't have access to anything to grow.
You're gonna get a lifetime membership to the club. You're gonna get the book. Then you're gonna get access to all my book, and you have access to me. So you have a special expert right here to help you with your gardens. You're going to have the most amazing garden and vegetables
and
flowers.
Where are you actually growing? Where are you? I mean, I didn't get to read your entire bio on the BBS.
I'm not a human. I have a spaceship. I have an alien mothership.
Okay.
I float around the outside of the Earth. You don't want to know about it. Actually, I'm here.
Now I'm just curious what area of the United States possibly.
California.
California. Oh, I'm nowhere. I'm never going to be growing in that area. If anywhere, maybe Texas or in upstate of New York.
But I know Queens. I'm from New York City myself.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah, and I have a friend. I have brothers from Queens, and See,
I'm glad I won then. I guess I was the right person to win, huh?
Sure, sure. So one of the things you're going to have to do, you have a computer, don't you, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you have email then too, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so can you go ahead and just send me email, right?
Sure.
Then I'll have your email and make sure you have your address and everything on it, right?
Okay, but where am I emailing it to?
Okay, you're emailing to Andy Lopez. That's me, right?
With a D-Y, N-D-A-N-D-Y?
A-N-D-Y-L-O-P-E-Z.
Right.
Andy Lopez, right?
Got it.
You know, the at symbol, at, right?
Yes,
now,
right.
My name is Invisible Gardener, so try to spell that. Go ahead.
Invisible or invisible?
Invisible, like Invisible Man.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, at first I thought that was wrong when I heard invisible. I thought it was invincible.
Yeah,
that
they all
do it.
A lot of people write it that way too, but it's actually invisible. I-N-V-I-S-I-B-L-E, right?
Right. I know how to spell.
And then you have to spell Gardener. G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R.
And what did you need from me? My name and address?
No, wait, so we're not done yet. So the name of the address is Andy Lopez at invisiblegardener.com. You need the .com.
Yes, got that in there.
And you got that right.
The subject, should I say winner of the color?
You can say, yeah, bbsradio.com. Winner. The winner. Let me in. And then in the body, say, hi, I talked to you. I won. Let me in. Here's my address. Send me my book. Give me my money. Anything. Just give it to me.
No, you didn't say anything about money. I heard that. I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
This is money. All this information is worth money.
$22 million worth you're getting worth of information.
Hey, healthy food is worth everything.
You know the healthy soil, healthy body, healthy mind. You can't meditate if you're sick, you know?
That's right. You
so
can't
you have
do
my,
that without
you have
any
my email,
physical
okay?
food.
And then, and feel free. You can always call when I do the show. Andy, I got this problem. I want to talk about this, you know?
Okay.
Happy to help, right?
I got to start something small in my apartment, like a little herb garden. I could do
Well, that's
like
the way
that.
To do
I mean,
it. Do
I have
it,
a balcony.
Do
Maybe
herb
if
garden,
they let me have,
know,
if I get permission, I could set one up in my balcony if they let me. Because I have a drain in there. So I could,
right,
water
do it in containers, you know.
Yep, that's what I'm hearing.
You like the
maybe,
music?
You know what I have to ask you? Do you
What's
have
that?
Any idea how to... Like, if I end up in Texas, I want to grow, and people say, Texas is so hot, and it's so drought-driven. Is there anything you can grow in drought type of climate?
Oh, sure. You just have to be a genius like me.
Is it hydroponics or something like that? I don't know.
Oh,
you gotta tell
listen,
me.
I grew in the desert. People will drive by and go, what is going on here? Okay, I grew it in Florida. I'm an Austin, Texas boy. I'm a Gainesville, Florida boy. Okay, so
Boulder,
Colorado. I grew stuff when it was snowing outside. So you can do it anything you want to, so you put your mind to it.
Got it. And put your, I guess it's true. You put your love and energy into a plant. It's kind of interesting what can happen, right?
Right. You just have to have some knowledge of what to grow or how to grow it. You know. You can do it in a greenhouse. It's really cool. But then you know, like tomatoes, they won't like it if it's not only if it's cold, but the wrong time of year. The tomatoes going, what are you talking about? I'm not going to grow now, right?
Right. It's like a person. You don't want to put a person do something that's not nurturing to a person. So you got to think of a. Because I know plants really feel. They can really. If you could listen to them, they actually talk to you. If you really.
Well, see, the music that I write is called Inner Gardening.
Wow.
Okay,
is that in your music, in your ebooks?
You can't listen to the music in the ebook, but I play the music all the time on the show, like now.
Okay, I'm going to be trying to tune in more on exactly at this time. This is the first time
that?
I was able to really tune in.
Do you hear that?
Now I hear it.
So the music that I write is really meant for the garden. It's meant for the insects. It's meant for the trees and the plants. not for the people, but the people can enjoy it too. But it's really.
I was going to ask you, is that Latin music? Was that like dancing music?
Well, see, it makes you want to dance, doesn't it? It makes you happy.
Yeah, it does. That's what I was asking.
There's certain sounds that the body resonates to. That all living things resonate to, you see? Some things are bad for you, for living things. Some things are good for living things, you know? And that's what you try to do. So that's what I try to do is to make harmony, right?
Right. Right? Make harmony. It's, yep, that's true.
Exactly.
That's what we all need to do with the people and everybody else.
Exactly, for whether it be insects. Insects have rights too. Birds have rights too. You know about, you know, the wall that our president wants to build?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem with that is the animals have rights. Yeah, you know, right? The animals have rights, and they can't get from one place to the other. They were here way before us.
They'll climb the wall. They get around everything.
If they can climb, there are lots of animals that can't. Birds can fly over, but lots of animals are going, I can't get over there, Charlene. See you later. Bye. Right? And they die. They don't.
True.
So it's not good, right?
And if he puts an electronic wall, they'll be zapped to death. That's the unfortunate thing. I'd rather have a physical one, only because you can't get killed with the electronics. I mean,
I'd rather not have any walls.
I know,
but... It's better not to have any walls. It's better to work it out. But anyway, I figured out in the garden. That's what it's all about. That's why Invisible Gardeners here is all really all about. It's just looking, being a good gardener of the earth, right?
That's true. And today was St. Patrick's Day. Maybe that's why I got the luck of the Irish, even though I'm not Irish.
Are you Irish?
No, I'm actually an American Chinese.
Oh, cool. That's great. That's great. So don't forget. Okay, so listen, I have no way to get in touch with you. No idea who you are. If you don't follow through and email me, I just won't know.
I'm doing it right now. I'm still typing up my name and address, and then it'll come right to you. You want me to do it right while you're on the phone with me?
Yeah.
I better put my Chinese part name in there, even though it's not my part of my legal name. I was married to a Jewish fellow, so the name's going to come out really weird. It's not going to come out Chinese to you. But I'm putting that Chinese part in there so you know it's me.
I like Chinese. I think it's one of the Chinese
my
culture.
My family, we have Ecuadorians in my family now. We have married.
I study all the time. It's wonderful.
My family is United Nations. We got Korean, Indian, Ecuadorian, a bunch of people mixed races in my family now.
Yeah, I did the genes myself. I did the gene thing myself. I'm a bunch of Native Americans, and they told me basically we don't know what gene you came from, so
did the DNA test?
I think you're alien. I'm an alien. See?
Oh, I'm definitely not from this planet. I'm really truly a star child person. That
yeah,
I
star
know.
Child.
So,
right.
We must be from the same generation then.
Yes, ma'am. Star we child. Are more or less. Don't forget to email me. Because
yes,
if
I'm
I don't
it.
Get it, I won't be able to talk to you. But I know how to do it. I think the engineer has your phone number.
Perfect. But I still need to send it to you so that I could get the book. It's not going to be magic for you to look it up. If I want this, I'm doing this right now. I'm just writing my
That's
address.
The way to do it. You have to do it immediately because right away what I'll do is I'll send you the ebook version of it.
Did and you need my phone number?
And it's the same thing with anybody else, too, who wants the ebook version. 10 people can get the ebook. I mean, as a matter of fact, I can give the ebook version to anybody who wants it. Cause that's
Do
a,
you
that's,
want me to hang up so they can call in to win?
No, you don't have to call in to get the ebook version because that's what an ebook is for. All you got to do is email and say, I want the ebook version. Wham, I send it right back. As a matter of fact, when I get your email, that's the first thing I will say. Hi, Pauline. Here's the ebook version while you're waiting for the print version. That's
okay.
magic.
I am really getting a print version, right?
Great. You're getting both. You're getting everything.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what else I'm winning, so I'm just saying the color book and the lifetime. I don't remember whatever you said. So, I'm just a winner. That's all I know.
I'm trusting you to do so I can see
okay,
it.
Okay, now it's coming right it. Now. I gave you my phone number, address, and what else? Email you needed? Oh, no, that's my email.
No, when you email, I have the email, right? That's the whole
okay,
idea.
I'm sending it right this second.
It did you push send?
Yes.
You push
I'm on
send.
An iPad, so it went right away.
Okay, dokie, let's see. Oh, Pauline. There you are, Pauline.
I even gave you my
New
phone
York.
Number.
Flushing, cool. New York.
That's right, Flushing, New York.
I got it. Where, I got
my friend Dresha comes from.
I got it, Pauline. So listen, I
Yay.
Have it.
I'm so now I have it coming. Perfect. Right. I am so lucky today. And today is numerology. It's a really good day for me. So it's true. It came true. I have a numerology calendar, and it tells me what is my best days to do things. Today was one of them. And I'm
serious. Guess what? Why don't you take a look in your email, Paula?
Okay. Pauline. There's a big difference between my name. Okay. Now it's in my email box. Okay. Let's see. Nothing came yet.
Well, you know, it's
okay.
I'm sending it from my mothership. It may take a second.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, I got it.
I told you it's my mothership. Open up your ebook.
Open up my ebook. I'm opening it. Oh, I don't have that much memory left. Hopefully, it doesn't crash. I gotta go to the Apple Store to have them do something so I can add more memory.
You have a Mac or an iPad.
I have an iPad.
Oh, okay. So you have to have like an ebook reader on your iPad.
Oh, yeah. It's probably in here. I just got to add it to the book, iBook thingy, I think. I don't know.
It's not exactly iBook. Maybe it might work. I have an iPad. I don't really use it because it's too small for me to read.
Oh, but really?
You need a PDF reader, some kind of reader in order to read.
Well, I'll print it up at the library. Oh, here it is. I got it. It came in. Yes, got it. How many pages is this? Wow.
Thousands of pages. No, it's not about 300 or 400 pages. It's in a PDF version. That's nice.
You just crashed my memory. I have a funny feeling. I wonder how much memory I have in my computer left now. But that's okay. I'll be getting the physical one too, right?
The ebook version doesn't take a lot of space. I made it very small so you can send it through the email and stuff like that. So it won't take up much memory or anything. And yes, you're gonna. I'm gonna sign it. As a matter of fact, I'll do that.
Have the
right.
artist sign it. You had your. Is it your daughter-in-law? You said or your daughter?
Well,
Wait, is it your niece?
Yeah, daughter-in-law. She isn't here.
But it's signed on the cover anyway, right? Because she signed
one of the artwork. You'll see the art. One of the artwork is signed.
Yeah, that's all that matters. That's her signed.
Right, and I'll sign my mine too, so you'll have both signatures. And then I'll mail it on Monday, so you'll get it whenever whatever book rate it. I don't know, a few days or a few weeks or a few months. I have no idea. But you'll get it.
Whenever it comes, it'll be a nice surprise.
And listen, it'd be really great, right? Be really great if you can. Well, you don't have to, but you can always type your review. This is the worst book I've ever read.
I will, but I probably won't be going through it from page one to. I'll probably refer to it, right? It's not one of those books that you have to read from cover to cover.
That's true. That's the way it's set up.
I've never read a book from cover to cover, except for when they forced me to in high school and college.
I'm the same way, sweetie. I'm the same way. That's why
I never enjoyed reading because I studied. I studied really hard, and I was top of my class, but I don't enjoy reading.
Listen, Paula, what I'm going to do is not only am I going to send you the color version of it, I'm going to send you the black and white version of it. Now, the black and white version, you can use it as a manual, use it every day, write on it. The color version, whatever, if I were you, I would take it and just put it in the window somewhere, store it, don't let nobody touch it because it's a really unique, unusual book. You can sell it for thousands of dollars down the road. Later on, okay? You're gonna have.
It's a survivor. It's a survivor guide. It sounds like to me, in case we ever.
You're gonna have book number two, okay? I sent book number one to the artist. I don't even have a book yet. So you have a book before me, which isn't right. I'm sending you the black and white version. That's the one you use as a manual. You look through it. You write.
Scribbling it and everything.
Right. Cool.
Make notes.
Great. So I
Thank
appreciate
you. I didn't ask for an extra book. I was even happy to get, I was lucky to get in. When you said, no, rarely anybody calls and say, well, this is my chance to get that color book.
Well, you better stop before I start. I keep giving you more stuff, okay? So this is all you're going to get.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm very grateful. That's why I took the chance to say, let me call, because he says nobody calls. So maybe I'll get the color book. So I said, let me call. So I decided to try to make a call.
You will love it. Just the color version of it alone, the artwork alone, it's well worth it. Okay, but it sells from the stores for $75. That's what they want. So I don't know, you know. But you got it.
You don't even have a copy. That's kind of funny. How can you not have a copy?
I have copies. I just haven't given myself one yet. They just came this morning in the box from Amazon. I got them in there, I'm doing the show. You're going to get book number 2. It's going to be signed by me, and I'll send it off to you on Monday, okay?
I am a number 2, my numerology. Thank you. I like that I'm number 2 on the book.
Yeah,
I
know, I know. Perfect. Nice to talk to you, sweetie. I got to go, okay?
Thank you.
Bye now.
Have a nice day.
Same to you. Okay, everybody. So Pauline won the lifetime membership to the club. She got the color version of the book, a $75 version. And then the black and white version is $20. So if you want either one, if you're going to pay $50 for the color version, you might as well just pay $55 for a lifetime membership and you get the color version and you'll get all the other books. You don't want to do that, you can just pay $20 for the book, okay? I'll send it. It's a great book. The information is still the same. Doesn't change. Okay, so we have a... No time limit. Oh, I like that. No time limit. Can I be on here for 3 days? I got all the food I need. So this is called Access to the Higher Self. So if you want a free ebook, all you have to do is email to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Say, Andy, send me my free ebook. Send it to you right away and email back. If you really want to be cool about it, you go to the website invisiblegardener.com. You sign up to get the newsletter. The newsletter comes on a weekly basis. It has my blog in it, all the kinds of special information there, what the contest is about, you know, what my column I write, all kinds of stuff, my music, how to get to the members page. And plus, if you're a member and you have problems, let me know. I'm happy to let you, you know, help you figure out what the problem is. So my engineer says I have lots of time, so I'm going to keep going. That's good for you. This is called Ships Access to the Higher Self. Thank you, Pauline. Isn't that wonderful? You get callers from all over the place. This is for the heart. It's meant for your heart. Heartbeat, right? It's from the album Access. Again, there's a few ways to get my music, okay? SoundCloud, that's cool. SoundCloud.com, I have them up there, over 400 songs. No, almost 500 songs. I also have it on different radio stations. You'll know it if it's up there on the radio station. It's on Spotify, for example. If you want to get, make sure you don't miss any songs, you can sign up to get a subscription. It's $2 a month for Inner Gardening. A lot of people do that. They don't want to join. But if you're a member, you get the radio, the music also in the podcast. So while I'm listening, I'm gonna, you know, roll one up here.
Oh, no, you didn't say that. Yes, you did.
I was telling Pauline, these are called inner gardening music. It's originally written for the garden, for the insects, for the plants, for the trees, not for you people. But it works for you too. Might as well enjoy it. Okay, if anybody else wants to win a color book, might as well call now. We have some more time. God, the engineer says we can stay on for our days. Access to the higher self. I could kind of explain it to you. Probably I should start explaining all the different things that I use in the song. So what I do is I learned a long time ago that certain frequencies affect certain parts of your body. Simple, it's true. And that basically it's your body that's listening to it rather than your brain and your ears. Even though I write music sometimes specifically for the brain, so that the brain can to make certain parts of your brain work. Here's an example. This one's called Streams of Light. So this is binaural. That means that as I'm using one frequency sets of songs that comes to the left side of the brain, which then goes to the to your left side of your ear, which goes to your right side of your brain. Different frequencies to the opposite side. Right ear goes to the left ear goes to the right side. The right ear goes to the left side. So it's training your brain to multitask more efficiently. Of course, assuming that the engineer will tell me when it's time. Otherwise, thank you. Left side of the brain. Right side of the brain. Get down. Seriously. So I'm going to play it all the way through and then we'll go. So there. Thank you. So congratulations to Pauline from Queens. Bye now. We'll be around a little bit longer. The song is over with, and then we'll go. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.